If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is finally a Friday. Here we are on July 11th, 7-11. So don't forget. You get those free Slurpees today at 7-Eleven. It's always a good day when you get a free Slurpee. So happy 7-Eleven. It is 5:30. We are ready to go. Are you guys going to go get a free Slurpee today?
Oh, you said free. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're big into the freebies.
Well, you offer it. I'm going to take it.
I am too. Yeah, absolutely. How are you?
I'm good. Just feeling great, man. It's Friday. Didn't do much yesterday. Went to the Arts District just to check out this vintage store. And aside from that, just kind of, you know, been consumed by this new Bieber album that dropped last night. So
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts initially?
Yeah. So initially, I tweeted out initially, I don't know how I'm feeling about this. This is last night. And I probably shouldn't have done that because driving into work today, you know, I got to tell you. It's growth. That's what it speaks to me, just the first couple of tracks I've been hearing. I don't want to give it all away, but I'm realizing that this is just, it's just the next step in who he is. And, I mean, do you want me to give you specific tracks or no?
Well, we are talking about it and what's trending, so maybe we can save some of your commentary on that. But just overall, big fan or not really?
Yes, no. Yes, definitely growing on me. I love the soulfulness and just the like the maturity his sonics have shown. Yeah.
Very cool. What did you think, Steph?
Off the bat, I was in love with it.
I was too.
The first song, I was like, oh my God. I felt like you can really tell that he took his time making it this album. And I really love, I haven't finished it. I'm like halfway through. But what I love so far is like the commentary from the comedian Drewski.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
That is one of my favorites. But I haven't finished fully, but I would love to. And I think I'll give like my full review once I'm done.
Yeah.
What about you?
I got through about three quarters of it, and I really just initially right off the bat from track number one, I was like, okay, I really like the sound of this, and then I just kept listening, and it was like I haven't skipped over one of these songs
Same.
Yet. If there's a no skips, then I know that this is going to be something I'm into. So we'll be playing some of the songs for you coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, and definitely want to get your opinions on that. But yeah, I really think that, you know, it wasn't clocking for us, guys.
And now we are here.
Finally, here we are, and we got the new music, and it was worth the wait, in my opinion.
Quick question for you. Well, upon first listen, did you hear a stark contrast from what you've heard from, you know, from prior Justin, like Purpose and all those other albums?
I wouldn't say stark contrast. I feel like an evolution, if anything.
Okay.
It was just that he evolved. I still hear the base of what he is and what he brings to the table and his voice, but I just felt like he kind of evolved into something new, and seeing everything that he's been going through and all the trials and tribulations, it's just like he really grew a lot from all of that, I think, and it comes through on the record.
Yeah, no, I can rock with that. I agree.
Yeah, so we'll definitely get some of that for you coming up this morning. We've got a lot going on the show this morning, including another pair of those tickets to see Beyonce. She's coming to town, her Cowboy Carter tour. It's gonna be at Allegiant Stadium, and we've got your tickets 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. So make sure you're listening for that. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Missing by Everything But the Girl? Do you want to hear Where My Girl Is At by 702? Or do you want to hear Better Off Alone by Alice DJ? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Call us or text us at 702-364-9400. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or you can vote on Twitter or X at Mercedes in the AM. We're going to count your votes now, and we'll reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. All right. It is time for a little Millennium Memory Smackdown.
Yeah.
Now, this is all in honor of the Backstreet Boys kicking off their residency, and they're celebrating a big anniversary, huh?
Yes, 25 years of the Millennium album. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. Because I remember when that came out.
1999.
I literally remember. Oh, my gosh. And it was such a huge album when it came out, and I feel like it really has stood the test of time.
I know. So I have a little game for you guys, Millennium Memory Smackdown. And I have pop culture, we have stuff from like Backstreet Boys trivia, all from 1999.
Oh, I cannot wait to win. I'm so sorry, Mercedes.
Oh,
I'm
Julian,
gonna say I'm sorry ahead of time.
A little cocky.
Don't get mad. Okay, it's just a game. Just calm down.
I'm good.
Now I will say, this is Vegas, and you're a betting woman, at least right now. I'm a betting man, so is that cool if we can we put something on the line?
What do you want to put on the line, Julian?
I don't know if you're ready for this, but I will. Let's do a Slurpee.
Yeah, he'll give me his free Slurpee today. Yeah, sounds good.
All right, on one side of the ring, we have with her butterfly clips and her jelly shoes, woo! Mercedes.
Hey.
And with the blue frosted tips on the other side of the ring, we have Julian. And we'll do ladies first, okay? You guys
okay.
Ready for Millennium Memory Smackdown?
Okay, yes. I'm ready. Oh, ladies first, sorry.
Yes, ladies first. Mercedes, question number one. This sci-fi movie starring Keanu Reeves changed how action scenes were filmed forever.
The Matrix!
Yes!
I love that movie!
Are you giving her the easy ones on purpose?
We'll see. We'll
go literally the first question. Calm down.
All right, Julian, question number two. Mm-hmm. This Britney Spears song hit number one in 1999 and made schoolgirl outfits iconic.
Oh, come on. Oops, I did it again.
Boo! Wrong! That is wrong!
I'd like to steal
Mercedes.
Baby, one more time.
That is correct.
Oh, shoot. You're right.
I'm sorry, Julian, but the cockiness, you got to calm down a little bit, dude.
You got to bring it down a notch, dude. Okay.
You gave me like a tongue twister, man. You try to... This is foolery.
No, no. Your head's up in the skies, my guy. You got to slow down a little
bit.
Relax.
Keep going.
All right, that's 2-0, and we're going best to five. So, Mercedes, you have one more question.
Yeah, I'm not going to get too cocky here yet.
All right, let's slow it down, okay? Mercedes, which Backstreet Boys single opened with the line, "You are my fire, my one, the one desire"?
I want it that way.
Man. Is the answer, "I want it that way"? Yes!
It sure is! Oh, I knew this. I know this song forwards and backwards.
I sure do. And I mean, we can keep going. Do we want to go best out of seven? Because you technically are already won.
Let's give Julian a fighting chance here.
I'm not trying to be a sore sport, but I do think this is kind of fixed.
Is it fixed?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
why? Just because I'm getting them correct and you're not?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think we see how you do on this next question, okay? Question number four. This portable gadget was the must-have for listening to music before the iPad. Think 1999.
The iPad?
Before the iPod.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Yeah, it was, okay.
Before the iPod.
Okay.
1999, this portable gadget for listening to music.
Can I ask a question and then can you answer it? You know what I mean? Give me a clue?
Maybe. It depends on the question.
Does it start with W?
It does.
Walkman. Yay! Walkman.
Wow. Good job, Julian.
Congratulations.
What?
Thank you.
Do we keep going one more?
I haven't made it to five yet. I mean, I could miss all the next question. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's true. Question number five, Mercedes. Let's keep going. Which boy band released the album No Strings Attached the following year and rivaled the Backstreet Boys craze?
NSYNC
is the answer. NSYNC.
Yes!
It sure is. Oh. Okay.
Yay.
I love the video where they were all marionettes.
Yes.
Oh, I love
cool.
that.
And they're walking out of like the Barbie doll box.
Oh my gosh, iconic.
Yes. All right. Question number six, Julian. Jennifer Lopez wore that green Versace dress to the Grammys. But who was she dating at the time?
In 1999.
Who was she dating at the time she wore that green Versace dress at the Grammys?
Oh, my gosh.
They even have a picture together.
Oh, I know this. Easy. You ready? Ben Affleck.
Wrong.
It's a shortcut.
I like
the
to
shortcut.
Steal.
Mercedes.
No, I
Puff
know.
Puff Daddy.
It's right. That is right. Mercedes, you are the official winner of the Millennium Memory Smackdown.
Oh, man. I'd like to thank all my pop culture girlies out there who stood by me on this one.
Am I a complete embarrassment?
No, I think we just need you to school you on some pop culture trivia, Julian. Maybe that's why you're part of this show.
I demand another game next time, okay?
I think maybe the pop culture is not your forte, but I bet there's like another area that you would totally annihilate us. You know,
sure.
Like we each have our thing.
Yeah, our niches. We just got to find it, Julian.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
Oh, man. That was good. Okay.
Did you get any right?
I got one.
Walkman. The Walkman.
It's only because I had a few of them.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's finally Friday, you guys. Thanks for being here. It is July 11th, 6:02. How's everyone feeling this morning?
Great.
I'm so ready for the weekend.
Oh,
one of my friends, I know he is so ready for the weekend. I have a question. If you're in real estate, and I didn't talk to him about this, I just saw him post it on his story. Mm. A friend of mine here in Vegas, he's a realtor, and he posted from a house that he is currently selling, and something wild happened. He shows up to the property, which, again, he's actively selling, and finds out it's been taken over by squatters.
Okay.
And I don't understand why squatters have so many rights. I mean, they're just living in the house like it's theirs. No lease, no permission, nothing. And he can't just tell them to leave. He had to call Metro. I think he had to go through this whole process to get them removed. And I just keep thinking, why do squatters have so many rights? This wasn't a tenant dispute. It wasn't someone falling behind on rent. It was literally trespassing. But somehow the people who don't own the home seem to have like this immediate protection than the person that is legally trying to sell it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm with you too. I'm not going to pretend to know a lot about this subject, but back in Seattle where I moved from, it's extremely prevalent. You know, I just read a little bit here online. Apparently, squatters can potentially gain legal ownership of a property through adverse possession, but only under a very specific condition. This is what's crazy.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, exactly. I got to Google it. This means a squatter must occupy the property for a minimum of 5 years openly and notoriously without the owner's permission. Long story short, a squatter could actually gain ownership of a property. Now, they do have to pay property tax, but I mean, they'd be winning at the end of the day. I have questions like, does it matter the fact that you said your real estate agent found a squatter in there? The home was uninhabited, or is that how you say it? Uninhabited. Anyway, no one lived.
No, there was no furniture in there. Right. He was showing the video walking through after the Metro finally got him out. Mm-hmm. And there was like a sleeping bag on the floor. There was some dishes in the sink. Like, does anyone have any, like, have you dealt with something like this? Do you know why they have so many rights? 702-364-9400. It was, and he even said in the video when he posted it, it could have been so much worse. Like, the damage could have been way worse, but it wasn't that bad. And he ended up getting, like, the people's stuff and putting it in a bag. And he said he put it outside because he didn't want them to come back and try to break in to get their stuff. So he just left it out there. So if they do come back, they can take it with them.
Right, right. It definitely has something to do with the fact that no one lived there before. It's like a squatter can't just come in to, you know, an apartment where a family's living and say, hey, you know, I'm going to live with you, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to cohabitate. So, I don't want to get too deep into it, but I mean, definitely loose laws. You know, I just think the laws are just too loose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say.
I just don't understand why we... Is there? There's got to be a reason why there's some protection there. I don't know what it could be, but I just, you know, seeing the police go out there and I felt so bad for him. You know, now it's like cleaning up everything and trying to make the house marketable again. Will they come back? And I guess, you know, the good side of it was that he didn't have to like fix any doors where they broke in, or no glass was shattered. They literally broke into the... Do you have a point?
No, I'm sorry. I was just shaking my pen. No, I was saying that this is really in a squatting situation, but I remember back in the day I used to rent out a property, and it's not really... Anyway, long story short, the family just kind of just... They just left. It's kind of a... This is kind of a squatting situation. They just kind of left, but they left the place like mangled. Like the place was terrible.
Oh, but they were renting it.
They were renting
it. They weren't squatters. They just trashed the place.
They weren't squatters, but I'm empathetic to, you know, when you're talking about the fact that at least this squatting situation, they didn't mess up the property.
Yeah, they broke into the lockbox, got the key out, and that's how they got in. So at least they were properly utilizing that, you know, that was a good thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if anyone knows anything about that, I just felt so bad for him that he has to go through that. And it's like, wow, you could just literally walk into a property that's not abandoned, but that no one's living in, and be like, okay, this is mine now.
And it really shouldn't be his responsibility because he's a real estate agent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think the owners have already moved, so he's kind of watching the property for them. It is just a mess. So how's your Friday starting off? You don't have to deal with squatters. That's a good thing, maybe. So we have so much coming up on the show this morning. More Beyonce tickets. Everyone's asking for them. Yes, 7:30, Mega Minute. We've got them for you. Make sure you are listening for that. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Justin Bieber just dropped his brand new album overnight, and this one's not, I don't think, what you were expecting. It's personal, it's raw, and it's already got fans spiraling. We're going to give you a listen coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Justin Bieber is trending this morning. He just dropped his seventh studio album. It's called Swag. And from what I've heard so far, it sounds like it's some of his most personal work yet. It's a 21-track album. Features Sexy Red, Gunna, Dijon, 2 Chainz, Drewski, and more. But honestly, I feel like the solo tracks are kind of where they hit the hardest. I know we've been talking a little bit about it this morning. Just right off the bat, the first song on the album is this song called All I Can Take. Here's a listen. Opening up about everything from marriage struggles, mental health, fatherhood. He even references the viral I'm a dad, I'm a husband paparazzi moment. And so I haven't made it through the whole thing yet, but so far I really feel like it sounds like a lot of growth here. It's not the same Justin from Justice at all. He's definitely evolving. I'm definitely here for it.
Took the words out of my mouth. Grown music. That's exactly what came out of my first thoughts. And I will say, when I first heard it last night, I'm like, I don't know if I like this. And then the next day, driving in, I let it absorb a little bit more. I'm like, you know what? I get it. Like, people, you know, they mature, they get older, and this is just it just mirrors exactly who he is, just like we were saying.
Was there any tracks that stood out to you?
Yes, Go Baby, for sure.
There's just the sound. It's just like a lot of emotion from it. Another one of the tracks that I really liked is Swag, the title track. And Steph, you mentioned that one of your favorite parts are his interactions with Drewski.
Yes.
On there. Explain to everyone who Drewski is and what they did there.
So Drewski is a comedian, and it goes viral all the time. And me and my husband, we love watching his videos. But when we saw that Drewski was on Justin Bieber's album, there's a funny little interlude that he doesn't sing. He's just talking to Justin Bieber, and it's called Standing on Business. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, play it.
All right.
You're not getting it. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business, is it?
Part of the sidewalk.
I don't give a fuck if you're on the sidewalk. I'm a human being. You're standing around my car at the beach. You know what I'm saying?
I like that you pronounce business. Usually when I say standing on business, I say standing on business. Mm. I don't say standing on. I'm standing on business, bro. I think that's why he ain't leave right there. You were pronunciating every word. You can't pronunciate every word when you're doing that. I'm standing on business.
Like, he just brings a comedic factor to the album that is necessary because it's so serious and it's so deep.
Yeah.
And then when you hear Drewski, you're like, oh, okay, this is kind of funny.
Speaking of serious, can we just go around the room and try that real quick, what Drewski says? Standing on business or standing on business.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I have no soul, so I would say standing on business for sure.
I mean, if I was Justin Bieber, I would say standing on business because if there's a police officer in front of me. But if it's like I'm with my friends, I'm standing on business.
I'm standing on business. Don't mess with me, ladies. Yo, ladies, this is a Friday. I'm going to let you know right now. I'm all serious today. I'm standing on business.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Wow.
And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning.
So is oversharing, guys, is it necessarily a bad thing when it comes to first dates? Because I came across this this piece online, and I thought to myself, you know what, I think I've done this, but not to this level. Okay, so this whole floodlighting dating trend, basically, it's just when you overshare too much information on a date. But I think there's,
it's called what, floodlighting?
Floodlighting. Right. And it's nothing new. It's just a name, like a fancy name that people put on it. But I think there's different levels when you share information, you know? I mean, trauma dumping and sharing a lot of information about yourself, I think, are two different things, right? And
what do you mean? Like, I'm a little confused. So okay. Talk to me. You say you do this a lot. Do you you share a lot of information, or you trauma dump? Which is
okay.
That's a difference.
Right. No. So in past, nothing recent, but in past, I've shared information. You know, I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, if it gradually goes there to talk about families and talk about maybe some things that you know, haven't been so like positive in the past, just to, you know, give someone like a different like vibe to you. You know what I mean? To show them that you're real. And again, it's not something you just volunteer, but I think if the date goes there, I think it shows you know, more of who you are.
Well, I think like there's a couple of different factors here. Like you're talking about your family and stuff on a first date. I think that's fine. Like tell me about your family. Like, what are they like? Where are you from? Stuff like that. But then you mentioned like bad things that have happened to you. And I don't know if that's like material for the first date. Like I want to keep it kind of light, have some fun, get to know you, check out your vibe. But then if you're like starting to trauma dump and talking about all these bad things that have happened to you, then I'm like, that to me kind of indicates negative vibes. And that to me is a yellowish flag. Well, I wouldn't even say red flag, just yellowish.
Well, how about this? It's verbal ping pong, right? Tell me about your family. She's telling me about hers, et cetera, et cetera. If it naturally goes there and you kind of just paint a picture. So, I mean, it's just kind of hard to say.
And like, what do you tell them bad things that have happened to you? What are some of those bad things that you mentioned?
Well, you know, you might mention that my father passed away, you know, in 2018. And this is, I would never volunteer, but it's got to kind of naturally go there. And you had mentioned, so this is kind of why sometimes I might have like a hard exterior at times. And again, it would have to naturally go there. It's not like I'm just going to volunteer on the first date. Hey, by the way, my father passed away.
Have you ever been in a situation where you were with someone and they just offered up way too much information for the first time you met them? And you're like, okay. All right, 702-364-9400. I don't think mentioning that a family member passed away is necessarily a bad thing, but like going into maybe like the negative sides of it, that might be, I don't know, that might be something I'd say for the third or fourth date.
But how about this? Like on a date, if someone told me that, I think they have, it's... I actually respect them. Like it gives me like a whole different, vision or idea of who they are. I will say this though, and I am guilty of this. Has anyone ever been on a date where you felt like you were being tested? And sometimes I've done it without even being aware of it. You know what I mean? You kind of share information about yourself to kind of test the waters, what their reaction is. And if they're cool with it, you're like,
oh, you're testing them.
Yeah, but I do it without even like knowing. Like sometimes.
How are you doing that?
It's a great question. It was a while ago. But I think just kind of what I said, you know, like maybe some stuff that's happened in the past or maybe some cons of mine. Maybe, you know, you might say something like, I think I've said things like, you know, sometimes I get a little like, I'm kind of a little out there sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Without getting too specific.
I just am such a different person. I'm very, I don't let people in very easily. It takes me a second to trust you. But on the other side of it, I think it's really funny because I feel like I don't even have to date someone, but people will just open up to me. It's just so bizarre. And I am really flattered by it. But like, I'll be standing in line at Target and like, someone's telling me about their childhood trauma and I'm like, ma'am, I just asked if you were in line, and then she's telling me you're, and I'm like, I don't know what it is about me that people feel very comfortable telling me things that I would never tell them, and like their secret's safe with me. And I'll give you any advice I can, but it's so funny. Like I'll be at the dentist and my hygienist will start crying about her breakup and I'm like, I got a tube in my mouth. Like, oh, I'm so sorry.
I can see that.
It's just so interesting to me.
Yeah, no, I can see that. Like, people are very comfortable talking to you, and they just kind of, I mean, I find myself doing the same thing, actually.
Do you?
When I first met you. Yeah.
Do you feel like that it's, when you do these tests with people, have you felt people shy away from you, or do they, like, fall for your test or pass your test, whatever it is?
Okay, well, just so you know, sometimes I'm unaware that I'm quote unquote testing the person. And this is like a while ago. It's worked both ways. You know what I mean? I think that two people, there's been instances where we kind of just vibed off each other and it actually was like respected. Like, wow, I really appreciate that. You being so blunt and honest. But then other times, yeah, I mean, I probably read the situation wrong. But I mean, have you all ever been on a date with someone that maybe shared too much or I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've dated, honestly. Sure. But like I said, I get with the strangers all the time. Like, I'm at CVS and here's a 45-minute story about someone's ex-husband with a gambling problem and I'm buying toothpaste. I'm like, okay, I'm so sorry. This is terrible.
You give up off that vibe, Mercedes. It's the tone of voice you give. If I didn't know you, Mercedes, I'm like, wow, I don't know you, but you just give off this loving, motherly vibe. I want to tell you everything.
And I love it. I take it as a badge of honor. I feel like sometimes people give you a lot of information too, Steph.
Yeah, they do. And I don't know what it is either. I think it's just maybe I let them feel comfortable around me. And then I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, so gotta go, but I love you for telling me this. Let's catch up soon.
And what I notice is you ladies don't say too much. Right? It's about, it's like your body language, but people just, like you say, kind of offer up information around you.
I think we're great listeners.
Your aura.
Yeah, but I don't ever want someone to feel judged for what they're telling me, so that's why I don't say a lot, and I just listen. And because if someone, you know, it's the worst when someone, you confide in someone, and then all of a sudden you feel that judgment turn on, and you're like, why did I say anything?
Yes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Now, Superman is already bringing in more than $21 million in previews as it sets its sights on the weekend box office. The James Gunn-directed film is hoping to make up to $130 million domestically in its debut this weekend. Reviews so far for the film have been really positive, with it holding an 85% score on Rotten Tomatoes.
I saw that. I haven't read one bad review about this movie.
I have to admit that when I saw the previews, I was like, oh gosh, just another remake. And then I'm seeing the interviews with the cast, and I'm seeing the reviews, and everyone's saying the same thing. Ramon, you've already seen it twice, right?
Seen it twice, going again on Sunday.
Is it that good to see it three times?
It was my most anticipated film of the year, and it did not disappoint.
Wow. Okay, what makes it so good? What did you love about it?
It's going to make you feel. Remember Superman back, Christopher Reeve, right? It gives you hope. He saves anybody and anything, no matter how small. And he does that. David Cornswet is Superman.
And Rachel Brosnahan is Lois Lane, and I love her. I think I haven't seen the movie, but I feel like she is the perfect Lois Lane.
Marvelous Miss Maisel, correct?
Yes.
David Cornswet is Superman. She is Lois Lane, and Nicholas Holt is Lex Luthor. Yeah, but three perfect castings.
Ramon, question for you, since I get the idea that you've probably seen all of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What makes this so different, so special?
I do enjoy the flying scenes. It kind of reminds you of Top Gun Maverick. You're in the sky. You feel it.
I've always wanted to fly or feel like I'm flying.
Yeah.
The movie, it's already on this list of the top 50 best superhero movies of all time. It's already on the list. It came in at number 26.
James and I are seeing the movie tonight, and I think what I love about what people are doing now are like the popcorn buckets.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ramon, you got one of the Superman popcorn buckets, right?
Man, those buckets are so expensive nowadays. Yes, but yes, we got the crypto one, the dogs holding the popcorn bucket.
Yeah, James is probably going to want to buy that one, too.
Do you have a costume, too? You got a costume?
No, I just wore a shirt.
Okay.
No cape.
I just wanted to test what type of fan he is. That's all.
He's a true, like, he is a true superhero fan, especially Superman. Like, that's your guy, isn't it, Ramon?
Batman's
your guy? Okay. Yes. What is the best superhero movie of all time? All of you guys, what do you guys think is the best superhero movie?
Only one?
Yeah, just one.
I'll be biased and say The Dark Knight, the second one with Christian Bale. And the Joker.
That was a good one.
Okay. I'm going to go Superman because it was part of my childhood. Christopher Reeve all day. I'll never forget it.
Old school.
Yep. Hey, will you stop saying that?
It was number one on the list if it makes you feel better, but it's 1978. It is old school.
He said the same thing yesterday.
I did.
All right? Old school. That's in the eye of the beholder, buddy. In my eyes, it's new school.
I mean, that one's good. I'll give you that.
That was number one. Dark Knight was number two on the list. What about you, just personally? What do you think is the best superhero movie of all time?
I want to say Avengers Endgame. Like, just watching that movie and coming out of it and knowing what happens at the end.
Infinity War was better.
You think Infinity War is better?
I think the best Marvel movie is Winter Soldier.
Oh, wow. Well,
that was number three on the list, Ramon.
That one's dope. Yeah, that one's dope.
Mercedes, what about you?
Okay, I love, don't laugh, but Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that one.
That was good. That's funny.
The same writer and director of Superman. So if you like Guardians of the Galaxy, you're going to love this movie.
Oh, I absolutely love Guardians of the Galaxy. So it should be a good weekend in the box office. Today is free Slurpee day. It's 7-Eleven, and can't wait to get your sugar fix while beating the heat for free. 7-Eleven began celebrating the day back in 2002. And the treat's been around since the late 1950s. Did you know that the Slurpee was invented on accident back in 1958. What happened was a soda fountain at a Dairy Queen stopped working, and the owner put some soda in the freezer so he could sell them partially frozen, and that's how the Slurpee was invented.
That is cool.
Yeah, it came to 7-Eleven in 1965. They started to license a deal with
the blue frog.
Sorry, Ramon's box was still on.
With the Icy company, they worked out a deal with them. So there's been 300 Slurpee flavors, and the most popular ones in the U.S. are Coca-Cola and Wild Cherry.
So funny you say that. I was going to ask favorite flavors. I'm going to go Coca-Cola.
Coke is my favorite, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why just to get upset because 7-Eleven day with the free Slurpees? Their cups are so tiny.
Yeah, those are just for the freebie. ones. I know. We want the big ones for free.
I want the bring your own cup type of deals.
Finally, this morning, man, how would your husband, what would he have to do to make up for something like this? There's this guy in France, and he's in the news right now because he went on a road trip with his wife, and they stopped at a gas station, and he left her there. He forgot about her, and the best part, he didn't realize it for nearly 200 miles. Now, they haven't released his name yet. He's 62 years old. His wife is 60. Their daughter, she's 22. She was also with them, but she was asleep in the back seat. So they left Paris for Morocco last Friday just because they wanted to beat the traffic. It's a long drive. It's like 27 hours. They made a bunch of stops. He pulls into a gas station at 4:30 in the morning to get some gas, and then he left without her, and he didn't even realize it. For 186 miles. I don't know if she was sleeping in the back or something, and maybe she got out and he didn't realize, but he called the cops at 8:30 in the morning to report it, and he didn't remember which gas station he stopped at or even what city he was in when he stopped.
Did he say anything? Like, what was his reasoning for this?
Well, the cops thought there was a chance he left her there on purpose at first, but then decided it was an honest mistake. And yeah, I think, like I said, he didn't know if she was asleep in the back and then she got out or something like that. He's not in any legal trouble, but I think he's in a lot of marital trouble. That is for sure. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
All right, it is time to play the Dennis, you are caller 20.
Yeah.
How you doing this morning?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Really good. Let's do this, Dennis. We want to get you this $525 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Just got to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. It's Friday. I think our minds are all on the weekend. So I tell you, really have a good shot this morning, Dennis. You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to leave the studio now. I'll talk to you guys in a few. Bye.
Bye, Mercedes. All right, she's leaving the studio, so she can't hear a thing. Dennis, this is how the game Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song, but once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, "Got it." Once you say "got it," we stop the music, we stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give us something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dennis, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now. Oh, no, it's not working. All right, buy me some time, you guys. 1 second. This is what happens.
I don't know that song.
Me neither. Don't worry. It's because when in our system, it gets out of date, and now it's going to play, okay? So the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
I never knew that everything was falling through. That everyone.
AC/DC or something? I have no idea.
No idea. Okay, here's 7 more seconds.
When all I needed was the truth, but that's how it's got.
And that's 20 seconds. No idea?
None.
You said AC/DC as a guess?
You still play something from my close genre.
Oh, that's funny, Dennis. Okay, we're bringing Mercedes in, okay?
Okay, I give her 1.5 seconds.
Oh, I love your guesses. Dennis, you said, what do you do for a living?
I'm a school bus driver.
Oh, that's cool. Even though school's out, you're still doing the bus driving?
Summer school.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, Mercedes is back.
Hello.
All right, you ready to play this?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Oh, boy. I never knew that everything was
got
falling.
Got it. Go ahead.
Over My Head by The Fray?
Confident? Is that your final
answer?
I'm
not confident, but that is... I even think it's Over My Head and it's like Cable Car or something like that.
Mercedes, although that was a lot of time for you, you stopped the clock at 8.5 seconds.
That was really bad.
You got everything correct.
Are you kidding me?
Over My Head, even in parentheses, Cable Car by The Fray.
Oh my gosh. Okay? I don't know how that clicked. If they were just here in concert, they were kind of on my mind.
That's why. That's good job. Now, Dennis, on the other hand, went the full 20, and he's like, what is this, AC/DC?
Oh, man. This is, like, not The Fray's biggest hit, but it was a hit.
Yes.
I remember we played this song on Mix 94.1. Dennis, I'm sorry. That was a hard one.
Yeah, but you got the parentheses. I'm so shocked. I would have taken just Over My Head.
You want to know why I remember the parentheses thing? Our boss at the time told us we had to say that part
part when we talked about the song. I'm like, that's just, let's just call it Over My Head. And they're like, no, it's Over My Head Cable Car. And I'm like, oh, this just sounds ridiculous.
The phrase management, it's going to come back.
I was so annoyed by that. That's the only reason I remember that. So, wow, a tough one on a Friday. And here it is now. It's the phrase Over My Head Cable Car. It's mixed. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It has been 25 years since Millennium from the Backstreet Boys dropped. Can you believe that? And tonight, the Backstreet Boys kick off their massive Sphere residency. So in honor of one of the greatest to ever do it, here is the question this morning at 702-364-9400. What are the top three best boy bands of all time? I know that's hard to just kind of throw them down to three. Mm-hmm. So hard. And I also have some questions on what constitutes a boy band. We can go into that in a second. But if you're having to pick your top three boy bands of all time, is Backstreet Boys in there? Who are your top three?
I am going to go with, because I think Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, that's pretty well known, right? I'm going to go O-Town. Well, you know what? Yeah, O-Town.
Hold on one second. O-Town, just taking you back a little bit. Are they your number one, are they your number three?
They're my number one.
They're your number one?
Yeah, Ashley Parker Angel, that whole crew. Yeah, Liquid Dreams.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so number one, you say best boy band of all time is mm-hmm. O-Town. Number two?
98 Degrees.
Oh.
That very sweet, innocent love, you know, right?
Yes, Jeff Timmons. Comes on the show all the time.
Yeah.
Great guy, lives here. So nice.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Tell
he's awesome.
Hi.
I will, for sure.
And I know I said it's a given a couple seconds ago, but you got to go with some of the, I call them legends in the boy band game. We got to go NSYNC.
NSYNC, yeah. I mean, it's hard to argue NSYNC being in there. They're absolutely huge. What about you, Steph? What do you think? Top three boy bands of all time.
Top three, my number one is NSYNC.
Okay.
No, not gonna lie. Gotta go with NSYNC. JT's my guy, although some of his actions have been questionable.
As of late. And his dancing. Have you seen his dancing lately? It's not been good.
What?
Haven't you seen those videos where they make fun of his like dad moves?
Yes, but it's just him joking around. He is a dad.
Okay. I totally give you that.
Gotta defend my guy over here. Number two, I'm actually gonna go old school because of my dad. I'm gonna go New Edition.
Oh, wow.
Classic.
Always deserving to be on the list, but often forgotten.
Correct.
Often forgotten. I saw them in concert recently when they were over at the Wynn. Probably one of the best concerts I've seen in the last couple of years. They were so good.
So underrated, I think, as a boy band group. And then lastly, I'm going to go Boys to Men.
Oh, dang. These are too good.
I know. End of the Road. Water Runs Dry.
Iconic.
And then Bowtown Philly.
Man, okay, these are really, really respectable picks that you guys have here. I'm gonna give you my three, and this may be a little controversial. I don't know if anyone's gonna agree with it. I think One Direction is so good. I mean, man, they have so many hits. I love One Direction. Obsessed. They're my number three on this list.
That's a great pick, actually. Yes.
They're so good. Okay. Yeah. Number two, I have to just give it to them. You know, Backstreet Boys. Yeah. They're doing a residency at the Sphere. The first pop group to do a residency there.
Iconic.
Yeah. And then, if you know me, you're not surprised by my number one pick. BTS. Global icons. We're not just talking U.S. We're talking the globe. So I have to have them at my number one.
Okay, so Mercedes, it doesn't matter. They don't need to be back from the 2000s or 90s. Boy bands, I'm hearing it. They're a little more current. But yeah, you're right. They're a boy band.
That's where I go with, like, what constitutes a boy band? Like, why is Nirvana not a boy band? Because they're rock? Why was Pearl Jam not a boy band? They were younger, kind of, when they started. So, Ramon, what's your top three boy bands of all time?
If I could, I'll pick Backstreet Boys for all three spots. But for the sake of the game, my top two will be boring and be Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
NSYNC.
Okay.
Pretty obvious. And number three, I'm with you. A little curveball. The Beatles. Does that count?
The Beatles.
I have to think about that.
Are the Beatles boy band?
They're boys in a band.
They are, well,
not pop, kind of like rock, right?
But was it pop for the time?
Right.
Oh, good question. I was still leaning towards rock.
So that's the thing, Ramon. And also, you know, a prerequisite is you got to wear tight pants. Do they wear tight pants?
Remember?
Like, no, a serious question.
They had haircuts. You saw, remember those haircuts?
Wasn't like the shaggy haircut like a big controversy back in the day or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider that. Yes, boy band.
What do you guys think?
How about that? Boom.
702-364-9400. Do you consider the Beatles a boy band? Also, is there anyone that we're missing? We're getting some texts here. We're getting a lot of Backstreet, NSYNC. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that we forgot about these guys. At the Park MGM, literally talked all about their residency. I went to opening night of their residency. How on earth did we forget New Kids on the Block?
That is sad.
I'm so sorry. We love you guys.
Didn't we just interview them a couple months ago,
They're
too?
Amazing. Of course they belong there. Thank you for the person that texts that.
Yes. You were saving the best for last. That's
right.
What it was.
That's right. We're getting some new addition. Jackson 5. For the time, that was a big one. Someone said you definitely have to include some of the rock bands. I think Linkin Park is a boy band.
No, why? That's ridiculous.
I'm just reading the text.
They're not pretty enough. No offense.
What?
Yeah.
Mike Shinoda's hot.
What I'm saying is pretty, well put together. You know what I'm saying.
No,
I
don't.
Frosted hair, or at least colored hair.
Okay.
Some of the prerequisites.
Beach Boys, New Edition. Did they have frosted hair? No.
Well, I don't think. I mean, well.
I agree. I don't think Linkin Park is a boy band. But I just say that's an interesting choice. This text just came in, says the Beatles are not a boy band. Boy bands sing and dance. They do not play their own instruments. Okay, is that the criteria? Then the Beatles, they're definitely not a boy band.
That's a good pick. Also, I would think that subject matter usually, you know, that sweet, innocent love, some might call it, I hate to use the word simpy, but kind of that simpy love, right? You notice that theme? At least with back in the day, 98 Degrees, O-Town, all these artists, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, right?
Yeah, they do have that kind of love thing. Coco says, I think in order for them to be a boy band, they have to be younger. This one says, all boy band members need to sing and dance. Oh, tell that to some of the boy bands. I don't think some of their members have learned that yet. This one says all-time favorite, Jonas Brothers. Yes.
Absolutely.
But they play their own instruments.
So wait, that doesn't classify to some people. This is a toughie situation.
I think there's different caveats situation. Like Jonas Brothers, they're definitely a boy band. They play their own instruments, but that's okay. I mean, look, they're well put together. They're...
Someone just said Oak Ridge Boys. They literally have boys in their name. Was that the group that sang Elvira? Do you guys remember that?
I have no
song?
Idea who Oak Ridge is. I gotta school myself.
That's so Jodeci, LFO.
Jodeci.
Oh my gosh, you guys are coming up with some wild ones. I love it. All right, let's do this. It is time to win with the Mega Minute, and we have your tickets to Beyonce. Cowboy Carter Tour coming to Allegiant Stadium, and we've got your tickets for the Friday night show, July 25th. All you got to do is conquer the Mega Minute. We've got 10 questions for you right now. All you got to do is answer all 10 of them correctly in 60 seconds, and the tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing right now, 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Octavio, good morning.
Good morning.
You're caller 20. You ready to play the Mega Minute?
I am. I'm so excited.
Oh, we want to get you these tickets to see Beyonce. Two of them to check out Cowboy Carter at Allegiant. All you got to do is get these 10 questions right in 60 seconds or less, and the tickets are yours. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, Octavio, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
A geologist studies what?
Stones.
Gems. We'll take it. Beyonce will be performing at which venue when she comes to Las Vegas?
Allegiant Stadium.
Yes. Which fast food restaurant serves McFlurries?
McDonald's.
Yes. Vienna is the capital city of what country?
Austria.
Yes. What kind of alcohol is Beyonce's brand Sir Davis?
vodka.
No, Joey Chestnut is known for winning 17 competitive. Yes, Beyonce won Best Country Album and what other award at this year's past Grammys?
Best R&B.
No. In what city would you find the Empire State Building?
New York.
Yes. Katy Perry and what actor recently split up after years together?
Orlando Bloom.
Yes. What Disney character says, just keep swimming?
Nemo.
No. What kind of alcohol is Beyonce's brand Sir Davis?
Tequila.
No. So good, Octavio. Those were really hard. I'm not a big drinker, so I get where you're just like, tequila, vodka. It's whiskey. Whiskey. Mm. Sir Davis is whiskey. Did you ever drink your Sir Davis that you got for your birthday from Ramon?
Not yet. I'm waiting for the Beyonce concert.
I can't wait to hear how it is.
Yes, I'll tell you how it tastes.
Beyonce won Best Country Album and what other award at this year's past Grammys? It was Album of the Year. Mm-hmm. She actually won for Cowboy Carter. And then the Disney character that says, just keep swimming, you were close. It wasn't Nemo. It was Dory who said that. Was it Dory?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Finding Nemo forever.
Just keep swimming.
But I'm sorry, Octavio. That means we did not get a winner for the Mega Minute. So caller 20, these tickets are yours. Two of them to see Beyonce at Allegiant Stadium on July 25th. Caller 20, you get them right now at 702-364-9400.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do you guys ever think about, like, where would you go hide if there was nuclear war or a zombie apocalypse? Do you ever think about, like, where your hiding spot would be?
Of course. Thought about it last night.
Where would it be?
I haven't thought about it.
What about you, Steph?
I probably like something underground. I think that's tough, though, here in Las Vegas. But places like in Oklahoma, or like tornadoes are big, like those little downstairs basements type of deal.
Yeah, like somewhere that is kind of secluded and out of harm's way.
Yes.
Where not a lot of people could find you or something like that.
I'm thinking West Virginia.
West Virginia? I feel like that would be prime target because Washington, D.C. is nearby.
I'm also thinking who really goes there, though. I mean, it's a couple hours from Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Is it far enough? I think so. You know, maybe like somewhere totally out there in the mountains.
With any luck, the final nuclear holocaust that the world fears will never happen in our lifetimes. But there's this Pulitzer Prize winning author, and she's considered to be one of the world's experts on all things nuclear. And she theorizes that if there is an all-out nuclear war, if that broke out, the world could pretty much be destroyed in 72 minutes. That's all it would take to destroy the whole world. And I say pretty much because she says there could be two places that could end up being safe, okay? She says New Zealand and a little bit of Australia.
Ooh.
Might be the only two places on Earth that could get away clean. So keep that in mind during your next property search.
Any reason why?
I think it's just because it's so far removed,
yes,
from the rest of the world and where all the major power players that have nuclear weapons are. They are just so far away that it would never reach them.
I lived in New Zealand for 5 months, and I think what I studied abroad there, and it's so peaceful and serene, and it's just, it doesn't feel like a lot of tense energy like here in this country, and that's why I wanted to live there, is just to escape what America is. And I wish, honestly, if I wanted to retire anywhere in the world, it would be in New Zealand.
That would be it for you.
Mm-hmm.
What about the architecture, though? Can you see why it's one of these chosen two?
It's a lot of greenery, a lot of nature in Queenstown, which is on the South Island of New Zealand. It's so beautiful. It's like, why would anyone want to start a nuclear war here?
Yeah, I don't think they could reach them.
Yeah.
It's just too far from everything,
yes,
you know? Also this morning, do you trust your neighbors? 44% of adults say that they trust all or most of the people in their neighborhood. Another 46% say they trust some of the people in their neighborhood, and 9% say they do not trust anyone that lives nearby them.
How about you? Do you trust your neighbors?
I trust them. I'm not like super close with them. My one set of neighbors I do trust because my husband and the husband in that house will not go at it sometimes, but they'll get on each other about certain things because my husband wants our house nice, he wants their house nice. So like, for instance, a couple of months ago, he was having some work done on their house and his people were parking in front of our house, which is totally fine. We don't mind that. We get it. But he dumped something out that had paint in it into our rocks.
Ooh.
So there was like paint on the street in front of our house, paint in our rocks and on our plants. Oh my God, my husband lost it, went over and was like, that's uncalled, because we had it on camera. So he showed him the video of it all, went over there. The guy was really apologetic, had them come out, clean it and stuff. But I do trust them because they want things to be nice, you know?
Okay. And it's good that you gave that energy back, because normally, you know, can you imagine if your neighbor would have been like, well, you know what, whatever, you know, he could have reacted in a different way.
Yeah. And he was very cool. And then he even asked us, he goes, by the way, when your car wash guy comes, can you tell him not to park in front of my house? And we're like, sure, we will tell him.
Ooh,
that.
Get a little snippy.
Yeah.
I wish I knew my neighbors. I haven't met any of them yet. I did meet my first one actually yesterday. She's really cool, but on a trust level, I just don't know yet. Although I will say it concerns me because one of my neighbors, about two houses down, he's got this. It's like a. it's like a big van, almost like, what do you call it when you're going on like a cross country?
Like an RV?
Yeah, like a, but it's a mini RV.
Okay.
And it's been there for like 2 weeks. It's got a big antenna up top. I don't know. It's nothing. Most people be like, okay, so what? It's just like a, you know, it's just an RV. But I don't know. Sometimes I think like, are they like, it's like surveillance? Are they like recording me? That's just me.
That's probably just his permanent parking spot. That thing's never going to move. It's going to be like cobwebs on the wheels, I'm guessing. You know?
I suppose, yeah.
Finally, this morning, you know the White Stripes, right? Mm-hmm. Seven Nation Army. So Jack White from the White Stripes, he has gone through life without a cell phone until now. So his wife just gave Jack White an iPhone, and he posted a gallery of snaps showing it off. He said he just turned 50, and he said, I explained that if I could make it to 50 years old at least without having one, then I could be proud of myself, and I am. Can't wait to talk to you all soon. My phone number is the square root of all of our combined social interaction times pi. So you can figure that out. The dude has gone 50 years without a phone. Do you guys think that you could do it?
What are you talking about? Absolutely not. Can't go 50 seconds. His mental health has to be amazing. That's the first thing that came to mind when I read this story. But yeah, I just can't. I almost think like he's probably better off without it. I mean, he's already gone 50 years. Why even need it?
Yeah, you don't need it now. I think, yeah, he's actually lived life. He's paid attention to things in life. He's seen concerts through his eyes, not through a screen. Like, this guy really, I think this was the worst gift he could have gotten. Right? Right. It was way too late for that.
I can see Jack's wife being like, happy, having to help him with the phone. Like, this is emojis. This is how you do a FaceTime.
She probably got it for him because she was tired of having to talk to him all the time. She's like, start scrolling, dude. Like, I'm done. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. This sounds like a huge transition, something that Steph's uncle is doing, which I mean, I really feel like it is like a new start, a fresh start, you know?
It's incredible, and it's also very inspiring what my uncle told me. I was visiting home San Diego, and I was just catching up with all my family members, and I was talking to my uncle. He's in his 60s. He just retired. He worked at a bank for, man, over 30 years. And so I asked him, like, what is he up to now? He said that something that stuck with me is that he is going back to school to do something he's always wanted to do. And he wants to be a music teacher.
Oh, right? That's so amazing.
He said that originally he went to college to be a music teacher, but, you know, life got in the way. He unfortunately dropped out of college. He got a really good job at the bank, and he went from there. And now, decades later, I mean, he's already played multiple instruments in his life as a hobby. Mm-hmm. He plays in a band with my dad.
What does he play in the band?
Oh, geez. He plays the keyboard. He plays the flute. He plays the flute.
Oh, man. He's like that cool guy in the band that's...
Yes.
I love that.
During the electric slide, he plays the flute.
Do, 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 do.
Yes. He plays the trumpet. He plays the trombone. I mean, the guitar, the bass, you name it. He's very talented musically. So he's like, yeah, I'm actually going back to school. It's like a community college back over San Diego. And he's like, I'm with like these 20-year-olds and here I am. I'm 60. And I think it's just so amazing. Like, and it got me thinking, if you had to transition into something as a new career or whatever it may be right now, what would you do?
Oh gosh, that is so hard. Like, do you have something, Julian?
Yeah, well, first off, props to him, because that takes a lot of, you know what, to do that, especially in your 60s, because I know a lot of people in their 60s, they're like, well, I'm done, you know what I mean? I'm just going to live out the rest of my life. But he's going back to school, and he's actually pursuing this career, this profession.
Yes, and he awesome. Says...
There he is.
With the flute. Electric slide.
That's
so talented.
Awesome. What would you do?
Yeah, I've always been into, like, putting things together, like clothing together, like a stylist. And it's always been like a passion of mine. Specifically, like, have y'all ever seen, I was a skateboard kid in the 90s, 2000s. So like, I don't know if you ever heard of the movie, the mid 90s. It's a skate movie. Okay. Just kind of
what
that
movie?
mid-90s.
Oh, that's what. Oh, I thought you were talking. It was in the mid-90s. No, sorry. I've never heard of that.
It depicted skating in the mid-90s. It's called the mid-90s, directed by, I believe, Jonah Hill. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, that whole, like, skateboard culture. But, you know, long story short, I've always loved putting pieces together. Even, you know, Euphoria, Zendaya?
Yes, of course.
So, you know, those, like, really eclectic pieces, just that whole styling I've always been into. And it's always been in the back of my head. It's just you got to go to school for it. And things got caught in the way.
But, Do you have to go to school for that? I feel like style is so like individual, and if you can get like one big client, I don't know, like that you would have to go to school for something. I feel like it's also right place, right time kind of thing.
So most careers, yes, you can work from the bottom up. You can be, I don't know if intern is the correct word, but I think it helps when you go to like Parsons or like an actual school of design. Hmm. I think it would help from what I'm being told. So yeah.
That's cool.
What about you, Mercedes? Radio, you know, maybe you're retired, or even just like tomorrow, you wanted to pick up a hobby.
Well, if I went in my alternative timeline, like I where things branched off, where I went the radio route, if I didn't go that route, I would have loved to be a teacher also. I love working with kids. I love helping kids. I feel like I can speak to kids very well, and they will listen to me. But like recently, I used to do television in the afternoons, and I just decided it was time to kind of put that aside. I was kind of done with it, and I've had my afternoons free, and it's been so nice, and I've had time to go to the gym and go to appointments that I wasn't able to go to now. And so one of my friends goes, "You really should get back into coaching volleyball." And I was thinking about it, and ever since she said that, that's been in my mind. Like, I have such a passion for working with kids, especially like young girls. I really love working with them. I've thought about it. It's been a while since I've coached. I think it was like 2006 or 2007 the last time I coached volleyball. So it's been a really long time. But I don't know. That's something I think about ever since she mentioned it. I'm kind of like, oh, I think I would love to do that, you know?
I never knew that you actually coach volleyball. Yeah, that's awesome.
I coached a couple of teams, really young girls I coached back in Colorado. They were like 8 and 9 years old, and that's just teaching them the basics and how to like be coordinated. But in the 2000s, they were 12 to 14, and I really liked that age group too.
You would be an incredible volleyball coach, Mercedes. Just how you talk and the way you speak and you motivate and the way you break it down to explain something, and top of the skills of volleyball that you already have, I truly think that you would be incredible at coaching volleyball.
Take this as a compliment. Two career paths I totally like that popped in my mind is, just based off what you said, is a speaker. Like a national worldwide speaker for young women.
Oh my gosh, like thank advocate. You.
Absolutely. And then a labubu dealer.
I've already got that job. That is already my job. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
I was just coordinating a pickup for Monday after the show. I'm like, here's the address. Meet me at 10 a.m. I got you. How are you paying? Venmo, Zelle, cash? I have to get one of those markers to check the bill. Right. Make sure it's not a counterfeit. You know what I mean? That's right.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You made it to the weekend, and if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can join some of the thousands of people that are probably going to see Superman. It's already brought in, just with previews alone, $21 million. So they say after this weekend, they're probably going to be seeing upwards of $130 million domestically, and the reviews have been so positive. Our resident movie reviewer, Ramon, you give it 2 thumbs up?
Ramon's stamp of approval.
Okay. And as far as movies this year go, where does it rank on your... I know you have like a whole list of movies. Where would you rank it?
Top 5, maybe top 3 right now.
Okay.
That's impressive.
I'm curious. What did you think about the F1 movie?
F1, probably top 5 this year.
Really?
So far. Yeah. Going back to the whole, you know, it makes you feel like you're flying, like in Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. F1 feels like you're driving an F1 car.
Ramon, driving fast, or because you know I like to drive the speed limit.
Yeah, you won't like it then. F1 is not for you.
We're going almost 200 miles an hour here.
I've loved F1 for a while now, but when I saw that movie, it just sent me into a full-blown relapse. I came back from vacation just like wanting to act like I was part of the pit crew, and like I mean, I've got opinions on downforce now. I'm yelling box, box when I get to a stoplight. I'm like, box, 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 box. The problem is, like, no one in my life cares. Like, no one, none of my friends
Matt
are in
care.
F1. He cares. But, like, my girlfriends, yeah. like, none of them care about F1. And I, like, I keep texting the same three people, and they think Max Verstappen is, like, a skincare influencer or something like that. They don't understand, like, who he is. Has this ever happened to you where, like, you're deep into something amazing, but no one around you gets it? Like, suddenly you're, like, the unhinged friend who is, like, trying to start a cult. So I think I'm trying to recruit them to be an F1 fan, and it's gotten to the point where I think they think I'm really weird for it.
Mm.
I love F1 so much. What is the thing that you're, like, obsessed with? It could be a show, it could be a sport, it could be a hobby, and no one around you gets it.
Okay,
feel like you're talking to the air.
Yeah, mine's not as deep as yours, but, and I'll be transparent, I low-key feel kind of bad because I want to watch all these movies that you're watching. It's just, like, it's not at the top of my list.
Right. You have other priorities. That's totally valid.
But I do. I want to feel like I'm driving fast.
Right.
And I will with F1. I love going to store, like, vintage stores and secret stores. I just love, I don't even buy anything. I just like looking. Like, I did it yesterday. I went down to the Arts District, and I went to Red Cat. I went to Alt Rebel just to look. I just love to peruse. And anyone I know, they just don't want to spend the time. It's a waste of time to them. Like, I'll spend an entire day just, like, because it's like art to me. Is that weird?
No, I don't think that's weird. Yeah. And I think that's, like, if your friends aren't into that, I think that that's a cool thing you can still do alone. Like, you don't need the backup, but it is fun if you do have someone to talk to about that.
I don't know if you have this issue, but, you know, you ever go out, like, with Matt or whoever, and they either that or they'll rush you. They're like, come on, let's go. And that's not how I work.
So you need to do that alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. If other people will. Yeah. I'm like that when I go shopping. If you're with me, don't talk to me. I have my focus. You know what I mean?
Wait, do you take your time though?
Well, I like to go in with a purpose.
Okay.
I'm going in and I'm going to buy this. But if I like to go, if I see something that catches my eye, then I will start to kind of look around,
I guess we won't be going shopping anytime soon. I love spending time.
Just looking at things?
Just looking.
Yeah.
I might have a purpose, but then I get easily distracted. Shocker.
What is the thing that you are obsessed with? Let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, good morning. What is it for you?
So I'm a competitive food eater, and my friends don't get it. They think I'm crazy, and I train for this.
Oh my gosh, I have so many questions, Victoria. You're a competitive food eater, so, like, you're kind of like Joey Chestnut with the hot dogs and all of that?
I've done two of those, and I just did one on Friday at the Plaza Hotel, and I came fifth.
What were you eating in that one?
Hot chicken wings that was really hot.
Oh my gosh, this is fascinating. How did you get involved in this? Were you just like, I'm a hungry girl, I can eat? Like, how did that all work?
So the food influencer, Las Vegas Phil, 3 years ago was hosting a hot dog eating competition, and somebody double dared me.
Oh my gosh. First of all, I love Las Vegas Phil. He is fantastic. That's awesome. So they double dared you. You did it. Did you win?
I came through it because Raina Crazy was in it.
Oh, I love they all have these names.
Yes,
they're like,
too.
Oh my gosh.
How many hot dogs do you have to eat, Victor, or did you eat during that contest?
So there wasn't like the Nathan's one where the skinny, like the cheap ones. There was full foot-long chugs and sausages.
Oh,
wow.
I ate 3.5 in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Well, hold on. How much?
Congratulations.
That's amazing.
So she said what? 3.5 in 10 minutes? Or?
Yeah. How many?
It's 3.5 in 10 minutes, but there was foot longs.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Yours are tiny.
And you get paid for this, yes? Or you just do it for the thrill?
If you win, you get paid, but I just do it for fun.
Okay.
Wow. I'll make you a deal, Victoria. I'll like support your competitive food eating if you start getting into
F1. I love F1.
Who's your driver?
Well, he's retired now, but back in when it was like in Monaco when I was like 12 years old, I saw it then when I was a kid.
Wow.
Maybe you should like Charles Leclerc because he's from Monaco. Like, that should be your driver. I'm just saying. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm coming to watch you. You better get me your food eating schedule, Victoria. I'll help you train. I'll be your coach. I will like start giving you foods. I wish they did competitive food eating with stuff that I really liked.
That's, you know, awesome.
What would you eat? What would you be?
Cookies. I would do competitive food eating with cookies. What would you guys do?
Oh, probably I don't know. I can't eat a lot that much. Even with things that, probably Filipino food.
Oh,
sinigang. I would eat tons of bowls of sinigang, but it's soup.
That's
so that fills
you. What about the what are they called? The
lumpia.
Oh yeah.
Lumpia, yes. There you go.
Let's do a lumpia. Okay, hold on. Victoria, if we do a lumpia eating food contest, would you join?
For sure.
Okay. Let's put this together.
Oh no. Oh no.
Steph versus Victoria.
Who can eat the most amount of lumpias?
I'm just going to be dipping it in water so it soaks it all
up. I'm telling you, this is going to be the next big thing. Forget Nathan's food. We've got like the Hawaiian barbecue place that brings the lumpia food eating contest. We're going to set this up. Anyone else that wants to join, reach out to us. We're making this happen.
Filipino town, here we come.
I love it. All right, let's do it. It's time to win. It is time to play Heads Up. Up for grabs, we've got 2 tickets for you to check out Disney Descendants Zombies World Collide Tour. This is happening at the T-Mobile Arena July 26th. It's going to be so much fun, and we want to send you right now with Heads Up. You don't get to pick your category because it's Friday, but I will tell you your category is Fashion Forward. You get 6 answers in 60 seconds, and you are going to win. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant. It is Diamond. Diamond, good morning.
Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Are you ready to play some Heads Up this morning?
I am.
Okay, we've got these Disney Descendants Zombies Worlds Collide Tour. Your category is Fashion Forward. Fashion Day was on Wednesday, so these are all things that are associated with fashion. I feel like with a name like Diamond, you've got to be into fashion. Am I right?
Not really. I'm a little bit tomboy.
That's funny.
It's all right, though. We're going to get this. All we need is 6, okay? Are you ready to do this?
Okay, I'll try my best.
Okay.
All right, Diamond and Mercedes, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
If you're a model that walks on a catwalk, you're this kind of a model. You're a... Planes take off on a what? They take off on a what? A really long what? What's that called?
Oh, my goodness.
Let's pass. Michael Kors, Valentino, these are all types of what?
Brand.
They're clothing what? They make sure they make the clothes, so they're the what? Michael Kors, Donatella Versace. Let's pass. Okay, Cindy Crawford, Naomi Campbell, they're all what?
Artists?
No.
Creators?
they're the ones who are in the pictures, so they're the what?
Oh, they're the models.
Yes. In New York, they have 7 days of all these shows. That's called what?
Oh, my gosh.
You had the first word. Oh, Diamond, I'm sorry. I just feel like this was like the wrong category matching up with the wrong person. Don't apologize. I'm sorry that we couldn't get it. That was a good try, though. Models walk on a runway. Mm. That was the runway, or the airplanes on the runway. Michael Kors, all those guys, designers. That was tough.
That was tough.
And then the 7 days of all the stuff, that was Fashion Week. And this was not my best work. I will just say that. I'm gonna take responsibility
for
that.
You did your
last
best.
Thank you for trying. That means caller 20 right now. You are gonna get these tickets, 2 of them, to Disney Descendants and Zombies Worlds Collide, coming to T-Mobile Arena in July 26th. Your tickets right now for caller 20, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Do you guys find yourself a little more germ conscious since the pandemic, where you're like more aware of germs, washing your hands, or has that kind of died down since it's been 5 years?
I think it depends on the situation, but like when we're in the studio, I think keeping hands clean. But again, it depends on the environment and the situation.
A lot of people, I still carry hand sanitizer with me. I touch someone's hand afterwards, I'm like taking care of that. While you think you might be diligent by doing stuff like that, there is one place that we are really missing when it comes to public cleanliness, and that is your luggage. This is really gross. So they just did a study and they found that your suitcase is home to nearly 58 times more bacteria than a public toilet seat.
A public toilet?
Yes.
Not your own.
Not your own. A public toilet seat. As for the wheels themselves, they found hundreds of bacterial and fungal colonies. That makes it really critical for you to never put your hotel or your suitcase on your bed or a hotel bed. The next dirtiest spot on your bag is the base of the bag, and they found a bunch of spores there. They said to make sure that when you bring that bag home, you wipe it down, wheels and everything, with some sort of antibacterial wipe or something.
Do you all really do that?
I don't do that. I never have. And now, okay. Now I will be, though, after hearing this.
I guess, dummy, I always thought that suitcases, I never thought they were like clean free, but I just never thought about it. I have my suitcase right in the center of my living room, wheels and all.
Oh, man. I know. I just got back from a trip, too, and mine were on the carpet in my bedroom laying down before, because it takes me like 3 weeks to unpack a suitcase. Right. I just kind of leave it there.
But what's the worst that can happen? I mean, I know what you're saying with the data behind it, but I mean, come on, guys. Honestly, what's the worst that's going to happen? It's not life-threatening.
Well, bed bugs travel through suitcases.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Germs and stuff. I mean, Steph just brought back fleas from her dog.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that stuff in your house.
No, you don't. So insects, I think about that. I wipe down my suitcases. Not
smart.
Every time. But a lot of the time, I'll wipe down. But the thing I didn't even think about was the wheels.
That's the dirtiest part. I can see that.
So I will now keep that in mind when wiping it. And I also wipe down the inside of my suitcase as well.
Oh, I never did that.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that's overkill?
Not at all. I mean, think about all the dirty clothes. And if you're not packing your shoes separately and you're just straight up putting shoes next to clothes, forget it. You're not sanitary.
Check this out. Put your shoes in just like, what do you call it? Plastic bags, but the Ziploc bags. That's what I do.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. See?
If you have big feet like me, they don't fit.
Oh, okay.
You need your own
suitcase.
That before.
I could put one in there, but not a pair. That's not happening. Also this morning, Demi Lovato fans are crashing out after the singer wiped her Instagram. It all kicked off when she swapped out her Spotify profile picture, and then less than a day later, she wiped Instagram clean and updated her bio to "I wanna go." Fans noticed her website's down too. She even brought back a tweet she wrote back in 2016 where she wrote, "I'm back. And I'm coming back more honest than ever." So all of these changes, they were accompanied by a new picture on X. And she looks great. I feel like she has done a make under. And I mean that in a good way, where she's not all glam. She looks really natural and very beautiful.
I agree. Looking at the one or two photos right now, this might be obvious, but I'm going to ask it anyway. When someone like a celebrity, when they delete all their photos and stuff, is that just to get like your attention, to let you know, hey, something big is coming or something along those lines?
That's in the past what I've noticed a pattern with. I mean, you'd have to like ask them personally, but I would think so, that usually when they wipe it, that means that they're something big is happening, you know, or they take their profile picture down or something like that. That's what it seems to me. I'm excited for her.
Remember when Rihanna, she had that stick figure as her profile picture.
Yes.
And then she was promoting the Smurfs movie. So she took that Smurfs, that stick figure, and she made it blue. Am I right?
Yeah, with blonde hair for Smurfette.
That's right.
Yeah, that was cute.
That's that.
So the next Mercedes in the Morning announcement, you see where I'm going with this? We should do the same. just delete
wipe everything.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah.
Who's going to do all that?
Steph's lumpia eating contest coming soon. Just a picture of lumpia.
As our profile picture.
I love it. Also this morning, or finally this morning, if you've been hitting up the pool or the beach this summer, there may be some aspect of yourself that you've been a little self-conscious about. Maybe it's your belly, maybe it's your thighs, or chances are it could be your feet. There's a new survey out that says 44% of Americans say they are self-conscious about their feet, and 66% have even avoided wearing open-toed shoes because of it. Now, the biggest concerns are smells and toenail fungus.
Ew.
Other reasons people don't want to show off their feet include toe hair and toe shape. Gen X is the most embarrassed by their feet, followed by millennials and Gen Z. I guess boomers just don't care at this point. They're like, whatever. But they say that's the big thing that people are most embarrassed about.
Are y'all sensitive about this? Do you care?
Well, I just admitted I have big feet, so yes. They look nice. The toes are well manicured. Everything's done. But I just have really big feet for a woman. I wear a size 9.
Size 9, so that's 10 and a... Okay. Is that big?
I think it's big. Every
a little
time,
bit above
when,
average,
when I
yeah.
ask for my size, they're like, oh, okay.
Stop. Like, ah, not yeah. the people saying, whoa.
I can tell the judgment is like, I'm not a dainty 6.5 or 7. I'm a 9. Sorry.
Do you stay away from open toe?
No, I still wear them. I don't care. Because like I said, I think my toes still look cute, but they're just longer. You know,
I had a pedicure emergency before we went on vacation. I noticed that I was wearing open-toed shoes with all my outfits in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
So I went to go take a shower. I went down to wash my feet, and my nails, girl,
they were bad.
I was like, I have one day to get them done. So I called my girl. I'm like, girl, do you have room for me tomorrow? She goes, I have food poisoning. So I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
I don't care if you throw up while you're doing my thing. Like, that's fine.
Do my nails.
It's so funny you say this, because now I'm thinking that 44% stat that Mercedes just mentioned, how many of them are women? Because I think it's more prevalent in women, right?
I would say so too. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I have another question. Do you guys have the weird slit for your pinky toe? Is your pinky toenail like a slit that just pokes out?
Do you mean like it's so tiny that when they go to paint it, it's so hard because it'll get all over your skin?
Yes, like my my girl, she'll have to like paint some of my skin to make it look like a nail sometimes.
Poor Mercedes. I can see you at the nail salon. She's like, I'm gonna have to make this a little bit bigger.
I mean, here I am with these giant feet and janky toenail. It's like Fred Flintstone over here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.